Here's the great reveal as to what we're going to be thinking about in this part of the service. So I'd like you to help me with, well, it's up there anyway, the broken Easter egg mystery. So we've got a broken egg there, and we're going to try and work out what should go into the egg. Now you should find out there amongst you, those of you who are, thank you so much, try not to have a health and safety nightmare if we can help it. We should have out there some pieces of egg. So have a look around you, see if any of you can find a piece of egg lying around anywhere. And in particular, we're thinking that perhaps some of the children, some of the young people might like to bring those out when I tell you. Okay, so the pieces of this egg that are going to go into here should be able to help us to work out, should show us the eyewitness testimony from John's Gospel, chapter 20, of what happened that first Easter day. So I wonder, is there anybody out there who has a piece of egg and on the back of it is a number one? Anyone with a number one? Anaya, could it be you? Thank goodness for that. I've had a threat from somebody that they're going to try and sabotage this and hide a piece of the egg. But I'm on to you, Janet, so I'm watching, okay? Okay, come out here, Anaya. What is it? What's the picture of your egg? Let's have a little look and see what it is. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if you turn it round, we'll pop that piece of egg onto here. So I'll get a bit of that blue tech, stick it on the top, and I think it, do you think it probably goes about, I think it goes about there, don't you? It should fit. It did come out of this. I promise it did come out of here originally. There we go. I think that's just about right. Let me move that bit of blue tack across. It's all incredibly well. You wouldn't believe how long I spend on things like this. It's a sad sign of the way I am. Okay, so let's try that again. Okay, so that there is the piece that Anaya's brought out to me is a picture of, that's Peter going to the tomb. And that's the tomb. The black bit is the tomb, okay, just in case you can't work out my amazing artistry. It's a picture of the tomb, and it's a picture of Peter arriving at the tomb. What does the Bible passage say about this? Peter and the other disciple, we think it was probably John, started for the tomb. They ran to the tomb. The other disciple, who was a bit younger than Peter, I know that feeling of being outrun virtually every time. The other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked inside, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. And you know what? I like to think of this bit as we're told that Jesus was able to pass through. So the disciples were all gathered in a locked room, and Jesus suddenly appeared among them. And I love to think that actually, just as Jesus was able to pass through doors and into locked rooms, his body, his head was able to pass straight through the linen, the cloth that had been wrapped around his head. So when they saw it, it was collapsed. That's why it says the cloth was still lying in its place. It was still in the place where it had been when it was on Jesus' head, but Jesus' head was no longer inside it. That sense that Jesus' body just passed straight through the linen strips and the cloth. Jesus' body had passed straight through them. That's a great piece there to have as the first one on our egg. I wonder whether anybody has got an egg with a number two on the back. Anybody found a piece of egg with a number two? Look harder if you can't, because there's definitely one out there somewhere. A number two. Turn it over on the other side. That's a number three. Thank you. Somebody's got number two out there. Am I going to have to start coming round? Aha! Is somebody, are you trying to mess me around over there in that corner? Okay, come on down. As now, who was it used to say, come on down? Sorry? Leslie Crowther, was it really? Leslie Crowther, And then who followed Leslie Crowther doing that show? Bruce Forsyth. Bruce Forsyth, I remember. I must be a bit younger than you. That's all I can say. Okay, in the meantime, hopefully that piece of egg is going to appear in a second. Okay, so the next piece of egg. Thank you so much, Jude. Thank you so much. Right, okay, so I'm going to let you do this one. Pop that bit of egg and see if you can get it to match the piece of egg that's there already. Brilliant. Okay, so this piece of egg is a picture of Jesus and somebody has met him. Mary Magdalene. She turned round and she saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't realize that it was him. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for?" She thought he was the gardener. So she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will go and get him." Then Jesus said to her, "Mary." And as she heard those words, she recognized his voice. And she turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, which was the language they spoke in this part of the Middle East. She said, "Rabboni," which means teacher. She recognized Jesus' voice when he said her name. Right, okay. Who's got the third piece of our egg? Number three. Thank you so much. Bring it forwards. See if you can fit it onto the into the egg. It's getting harder now because all the bits of egg have got to. So if we stick that in the middle there. See if you can try and fit it into the middle there. And I might get another piece of what's it here to try. That's brilliant. Thank you. Let me put another piece onto that corner. Look. Get it to stay there. Give it a heart. That's it. Lovely. That's wonderful. Thank you so much. So, let me see. It will fit together, I promise. This did all come from the same piece of card, I promise. There we go. I want to prove that it works. There we go. That's it. That's that one. Oops, I've got to attach the microphone stand. Okay, and then this one. Okay, so this third one here, we can see two very happy-looking men. And it's not because they just found their Easter eggs. It's another reason. They're very happy because this should go together. I don't understand. Anyway, there we are. That's about as close as we're going to get. Okay, so on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, like I said earlier, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. He was in a locked room, and yet he just appeared. So the disciples were transformed, and there's two transformed-looking disciples there. Now then, we've got one space in the middle. I wonder whether anybody has got any pieces of egg that have a question mark on the back. If you've got a question mark, give me a wave of your question mark. We've got one over here. Come on out, Avery, and let's see what your question mark says. Okay, so what does it say on it? It says body stolen. So that's one possibility that they could, that the body could have been stolen. So let's see if it fits in our, in the middle of the egg. Let's see if we can put it in the middle there. Let's pop it up there. Does it fit? Do you think that fits? I don't think it does it? It's not just my cutting out. I don't think it fits. Okay, so that one can't be true because the suggestion is, thank you so much, Avery, the idea being that, if Jesus' body had been stolen, it could have been stolen by, perhaps it was stolen by the soldiers, because they thought that somebody else might try, so they stole it first. But of course, if they'd stolen the body, well, take a seat there, I'll need you in a moment. They're very, very proactive, aren't they, eh? Unless they've been told, get down there, it'll speed him up a bit if you can go down there. So, perhaps the disciples stole the body. But where did the disciples who were too scared to even leave that locked room, where did they suddenly find the courage to be stealing the body from a guarded tomb, guards with great big spears, a bit like the one that Janet had. No, it wasn't Janet, was it? Somebody had a spear. I think it was Sandy. Sandy with her great big spear on... well, Janet was threatening to do me injury with her sword on Friday. That's why it was only plastic, to be honest with you, because you just can't trust some people. Okay, so where would they suddenly find the courage to be standing up and stealing the body from this guarded tomb? So I don't think the body stolen is the right one. Does anybody else have a question mark on the back? Would you like to bring it yourself, or would you like to bring it, give it to somebody else? It's entirely up to you. You're going to bring it. Bring it. Thank you, Carol. Can you say for nice and loud for us, what does it say on your piece of card?
Made up story.
So it could be a made up story. Now, before you go, Carol, have a little look. Does that one fit in? Do you think that fits in the middle of our... I don't think it fits. You're quite right, Carol. Thank you. I didn't prompt her. She came up with that all on her own. A made up story. Now, this suggestion is that what about if the disciples just lied and said that Jesus had been raised to life when he hadn't? But if they knew they were lying, why were they so full of joy? Would you be full of joy when you knew you had your fingers crossed behind your back because you knew it was a lie? Even more than that, why were they over the next few months and years prepared to die joyfully proclaiming the fact that Jesus was not dead and therefore they no longer feared death? Would you do that if it was all a made-up story and you knew you were lying? I don't think you would. So I don't think the made-up story works either. Anybody else got another one with a question mark on the back? Oop, down here, of course it is. You've got, hey, bring it up here. Let me give you a piece of blue tacked upon the back, and let's see if it fits. Can you read out what it says nice and loud for me? Who's going to read it? You're going to read it? You don't know what it says. It says dreams or visions. Say it nice and loud.
Dreams or visions.
Well done, you. Okay, let me pop that onto the back there. Let's see if it fits in our A. Do you think it may? Does it cover up? Is it the one that goes in that space? I don't think it is either. Well done. You can have a seat for a moment if you like. Thank you for your help. So, dreams or visions. Perhaps the disciples or Mary Magdalene were so emotionally overwrought that they saw hallucinations of Jesus. Or they fell asleep and had dreams of seeing Jesus. But actually, what we get from the Bible story is that Mary Magdalene thought Jesus was the gardener, not the other way round, that she saw the gardener and thought it was Jesus. And the other thing is that how was Jesus able to eat, able to speak? And in verse 22, he was able to breathe the Spirit, and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," and then blew across them. A ghost can't blow breath. A ghost can't eat fish, as Jesus did in front of his disciples. A ghost can't say to one of his friends, "Put your hands in my side, and know that I have come back to life. The Father has raised me back to life." So this pit of egg doesn't fit either. I'm really hoping we've got a bit of egg out there with a number four on it. Does anyone have a number four? Come on out here. Tegan, can you read nice and loud for me what it says on your egg?
Jesus risen.
Jesus risen. I wonder whether this could be the bit of egg that fits in that space. Let's hope so. Otherwise, we could be here for a while. Right, okay, so... here's the bit of egg. Look, there's a bit of blue tack. Come up here, Tegan. Pop that one back there. See if it fits into that space. I've got everything crossed that it does. It does, doesn't it? I think it does fit. Press it nice and hard. Do you reckon it fits, Tegan? Thank goodness for that. It does, doesn't it? Absolutely. So, the only piece of egg that fits all of the evidence of Peter who ran to the tomb, of Mary who saw Jesus appear to her. Of the two disciples, well, of the many disciples, but of them, of the way they were transformed. The only piece of egg that fits in the middle of all of these pieces of evidence is that Jesus conquered death once and for all. Do I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus was raised that first Sunday. He is really alive. And this makes all of the difference, because it means that we can live with him forever as well. Some of you may have really big stuff going on in your lives. And sometimes those big, difficult things can feel like, you know, you're being ground down. Spiritually, can even feel like dying. I want to say to you that Jesus is alive and that his new life is available to all of us. We can have hope in Jesus. Let's say it again together. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Amen.